Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer, and today is Sunday, January 18th, 2026. And of course, it is the new moon. The new moon occurs, and actually you begin to see the crescent of the new moon at about 2:52 p.m. So don't jump on it. You have to really kind of wait for your new starts, your fresh starts, as the new moon begins to appear in the skies, not before. So anyway, today the new moon is in Capricorn. In Capricorn, of course, it's the detriment sign of the moon, and it's at 28 degrees. So it's a great time to rebuild, regroup, remember, and dare I say, recover. Recover from what, though? In March 2022, almost 4 years ago, the planet of destruction, death, and rebirth, who I lovingly refer to as Darth Vader, Pluto, was connected with 28 degrees Capricorn. And through its retrograde cycles, passed 28 degrees Capricorn three times before entering the air sign of Aquarius. But he wasn't done, and those late degrees of Capricorn, and he transited them fairly frequently, and about five times. On April 29, 2022, Pluto retrograded at 28 degrees Capricorn, telling you, hey, 28 degrees Capricorn is important to you. Then in March 2023, he passes through 28 degrees Capricorn and enters Aquarius for the first time. But then he retrogrades again and passed through 28 degrees two more times, finally entering the sign of Aquarius and moving on. In total, Pluto highlights 28 degrees Capricorn five times. So that begs the question, where is the sign of Capricorn influencing your birth chart? And do you have planets at 28 degrees Capricorn? Well, you can always get your free natal birth chart on my website, or you can book a consultation with me. So, wow, there we have it. The new moon in Capricorn in its detriment at 28 degrees begins at 2:52 p.m., picking up what's left over after Pluto overpowered, destroyed, killed, stole, tore down what was no longer needed in his eyes. He built up some people to be very powerful and allowed them to build large businesses, conglomerates, amass a lot of power, and own everything. In Aquarius, though, Pluto is still in the business of tearing down to rebuild whatever is not firmly or justly built on solid ground. Later today, the moon enters Aquarius and welcomes the sun into Aquarius once again, repeating Pluto's year-long transits in the sign of Aquarius, where people bond together for causes, renew old bonds, build upon hurts and wounds of the past, and connect to community and rebuild the past in a new way. After all, Aquarius still has memories of being ruled by Capricorn's ruler, Saturn, so he's not entirely radical or going to push everything aside and just start over. No, he's going to rebuild on what's already there. The new moon and sun repeat the pattern of Pluto from Capricorn to Aquarius, rebuilding upon the past in a new way into Monday. And you're here to witness and experience this, rebuilding your own life with what remains of your past, but in a new way, because you're a survivor. Dastardly plans are thwarted, and where some believe they could continue to be corrupt, seize power, profit over others' hard work, and disregard the laws, or be unfair, their better angels have different intentions. And some people will be mad that their plans don't work out, and they could be called to task and even punished. We know Capricorn is like the daddy of the zodiac, and he does punish people. Correct what you need to correct, tie up loose ends, and fix leaks. Be open to the changes. And as this new Aquarian energy trickles down, get your thoughts and your mind together and allow your genius and your ingenuity to guide you. Don't be afraid to be unabashedly original. You could end up being a trendsetter. The new moon in Capricorn says the tried, the true. They may have tried to bring you down, destroy what you built or accomplished, block you, and said you were insignificant and unimportant, and said no more often, and maybe you heard no more often than you heard yes. And you're here to find new ways to build upon your past successes. Mind the gap, jump over your next hurdle, as Saturn and Neptune leave the sign leave the last sign of the zodiac, and enter the sign of fresh starts. And of course, you're here to experience all these forceful transits, and even the new moon in Capricorn may require careful analysis of your birth chart. You can do it on your own, but nothing replaces a consultation with me. And maybe you preferred to listen rather than read. In that case, you can listen on my YouTube channel. Have a wonderful new moon, and you can read more about your daily horoscopes, each individual sun sign, on my website, www.terrynazon.com.